The wrongs, we must right. The fights, we must win. The future we must secure together for our nation. This is what's in front of us. This determines what's next for all of us. We are Marines. We were made for this.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In a letter to Health Commissioner Oliver Varghese, 12 health ministers, including Ireland, are urging the European Commission to step up its fight against tobacco and novel nicotine products. And I'm joined now by Des Cox, consultant in paediatric respiratory medicine at Children's Health Ireland and member of the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland Advisory Group on Smoking and E-Cigarettes. Good morning to you, Des. If I could just ask you, what do you want to see happen in terms of us stepping up our fight against big tobacco?
Yeah, so the letter to the EU Commission is welcome by, and Ireland was a signature on that letter, calling for increased regulations on tobacco products and novel nicotine products across the EU. There's been inertia at EU level. There hasn't been any update in the tobacco control laws for over 10 years. And there's a real need at EU level to, progress on this new legislation, given the fact that there's so many new nicotine and vaping products now in the market. These laws haven't been updated since 2011 and 2014, and we all know that vaping was a glint in the eye back then, and there's been an explosion.
Isn't the issue the case that when we brought in, as these, you might call them, these novel tobacco products, the e-cigarettes, the vapes, all of the chewing gums, all of them, they were designed as harm reduction measures, that they would get people off cigarettes. But what has actually happened, they've taken on a life of their own. People who've never smoked are using them, but actually smoking is climbing too now, because people are hooked on nicotine from those products. And now we're seeing a sort of a counterintuitive increase in smoking from having these additional things. And of course, Big Tobacco's playbook is always to find the chink, isn't it? It's always to find the way of expanding. So we're sort of in trouble here, aren't we?
Yeah, so there's a couple things there. So the first thing, on a national level, we've obviously just introduced a ban on the sale of vaping and nicotine products for anyone under the age of 18, which is welcome. And then we've also introduced legislation to increase the age of tobacco sales from 18 to 21, which is also very welcome. Now that the new government is in place, what we need to see is further regulations on both tobacco and nicotine products. So in respect to the nicotine products you're speaking of in regards to vapes, we know that young people and teenagers are using these products, and from a child protection perspective, and from a from a public health perspective, what we're doing is creating a new generation of people who are addicted to nicotine products, and they're going to be the replacement smokers of tomorrow, and that's what we don't want to happen. But also, we need to help people get off tobacco products. Currently, tobacco prevalence in this country has stalled at 17-18% over the last 3 or 4 years. So we're clearly not doing enough to help people get off tobacco products as well. So it's a two-pronged approach. We need to turn the tap off in respect to giving children and access to these to vaping products. 85% data from the Northern Ireland show that 85% of teenagers, their product of choice is disposable vapes. So like, one of the things that we would call in on the government is a ban on disposable vapes. We previously called for that, but we also need...
Yeah, absolutely. And snus, of course, is also out there everywhere as well at the moment. Look, we need to, I suppose, innovate because tobacco has innovated. Thank you for highlighting that with us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Des Cox, our consultant in paediatric respiratory medicine.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.